I felt like I got what I went there for.
Men up and down the Treasure Coast were challenged and empowered.
We're in a battle that's constant, and we are always in the game. We don't say put me in the game, coach. We're in the game, and we got to fight and move forward like we have never before. I intend to use what I learned.
2025 promises to be even more powerful, so save the date, January 24th and 25th. The Treasure Coast Men's Summit is coming back to the Havert L. Fenn Center in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. Again, the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, January 24th and 25th of 2025.
Ooh-wee, Alexia, be there, please.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Because it's uncomfortable, you turned in those Converses. That if you weighed those two shoes, that they got really light shoes.
Yes.
But that Steph Curry is a lot heavier, because there's a lot more, you know, protection, a lot more rubber, a lot more that goes into that shoe for your foot. But is it due to your being uncomfortable that you refuse change? I'm saying that because there's an echo of the remnant. You're gonna see what I'm talking about in a minute. There's an echo. There's a sound being released, and we need to hear it.
Amen.
And in that sound, or in that vibration, is the element of change. When Jesus was baptized by John at the Jordan, when he came up out of the water, one of the gospels says there was a voice. Another gospel says there was thunder. Some that were there heard the voice.
Amen.
Some only heard the thunder.
Amen. Amen.
It's often when Jesus spoke in parables, there were some that only heard the parable. But those that had the ear to hear heard something different. See, that's why we need the ear to hear. That's why we need, it doesn't mean that God's going to change everything about you and all that. No, we just need to be open.
Yes.
For God speaking to us.
Yes.
And directing us and guiding us, and not be stuck in denomination.
Amen.
Denomination has to do with religion, to be honest. And it has to do with man's doing. Religion is always man's attempt to reach God, which is futile. It goes back to the Tower of Babel, man's attempt to get to heaven. He had the nerve to think that, as a matter of fact, when they got to the top of Babel, and if you do some research on Babel, Babel wasn't no, you know, high-rise apartment building.
Amen.
Babel was high.
Amen.
Babel was wide. They worked on that thing a long time. Matter of fact, they took bricks up. It'd take them almost a year to get the bricks all the way up. And if somebody fell off, nobody would look. They were up there. And when they got to the top, they were shooting arrows. They wanted to fight God. Shooting arrows. There was a group that wanted to fight God. There was a group that wanted to worship. There was just all kind of crazy. It was Babel.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord, I mean, it was so high and it was so wide and it was so advanced that God said, let us go down and confound their speech, lest there be nothing.
Amen.
And what the Lord said, let us go down at once and confound their speech, lest there be nothing they desire that shall be withheld from them. People were all of one mind. They were working hard.
Amen.
Read it. Do some research on it. It took them a long time to get up there. And if anybody failed, nobody would look. Go with me to Luke chapter 1. And let's take a look into the echo of the remnant. What exactly is an echo? It's a sound reflection. I'm going to give you a definition. The word echo, it has multiple meanings, basically depending upon its context. But let me give you one. It says, an echo is a repetition of sound caused by the reflection of sound waves from a surface back to the listener. For example, when you shout in a canyon and hear your voice repeated, metaphorically, it can also mean something that reverberates or reflects an earlier idea, action, or condition, as in the speech echoed the sentiments of past leaders. So I'll put that out there for you as we go into Luke chapter 1. Are you still with me?
Amen.
Okay, Luke chapter 1. Let's start at verse number 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. Pause there for a moment. We're going to continue. Okay. This was Zacharias, the priest, old covenant. Okay. This was his order. This was his practice. This was his ministration to burn incense in the temple, and the people outside waited for him prayerfully. This was how the order of things were in that old, under that old covenant.
Amen.
Are you following?
Amen.
Are you tracking?
Amen.
All right. Let's read on. Verse 11. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Amen. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God." Let's continue. "And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because you believe not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. It came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men." Let's pause there. Okay, we see the encounter with Zacharias and the angel.
Amen.
And the angel told Zacharias, your prayer has been answered.
Amen.
Your prayers have been heard and your prayer has been answered. But yet, Zacharias didn't believe. How many people are like that? You pray for something and you look the gift horse in the mouth. There it is, but you don't believe.
Amen.
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 Saints are like that. Remember Peter was taken in prison and locked up in a prayer meeting. They got a special prayer meeting together for Peter. At a house, and there's a whole bunch of folks in there praying for Peter to be released. And the angels got involved again, and they got Peter out.
Amen.
Peter's knocking at the door.
Amen.
Rhoda goes and answers the door, looks out of amazement and surprise and joy. She didn't even let him in.
Amen.
She ran to tell the other prayer warriors.
Amen.
Your prayers have been answered. They said, what? Peter's at the door. Oh, no, you probably saw his ghost. That ain't Peter. I know we're praying.
Amen.
He couldn't be here. We just started the prayer meeting.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, saints.
Amen.
Huh? Zachariah, your prayer has been answered. Zachariah didn't believe. Let me tell you something. There's a revelation of the Father coming. He's got to prepare you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He's got to prepare us. I'm telling you.
Amen.
You better tighten your seatbelt real tight on this roller coaster.
Amen. Amen.
Because we don't know an int.
Amen.
You think you might know him. But things that he's going to show to the remnant.
Right.
Zechariah. So what was happening here? God was cutting off something because he knew, like traditions of men, religious spirits, they go through the motions.
Amen.
But there's no real substance.
Amen.
You don't bring God in.
Amen.
You do duties.
Amen.
You perform duties.
Amen.
You do stuff, but without the Spirit.
Amen.
Traditions. Religious stuff.
Amen. Amen.
And so God was saying, no, I'm doing a new thing here.
Amen.
So he brought it to Zechariah. And even though Zacharias didn't believe, he was going to use Zacharias.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. You may not believe, but he's still going to use you.
Amen.
If he can use a donkey, he can use you and me.
Amen.
Amen. He's still going to use me. Amen. I don't want to be one that's an onlooker, though. I want to be involved.
Amen.
I want to be in this thing. Zacharias, I'm gonna visit you, and your wife Elizabeth is going to have a baby. Well, how can these things be? You're not going to be able to say anything until it's all done.
Amen.
See, what the ministry he had was when he would finish with the incense, he would go out and speak a blessing over the people.
Yeah. Amen.
But God shut that down.
Amen.
Said the blessing's not gonna come this way anymore.
Amen.
Come on, tell somebody the manna has ceased. Stop going out there to gather the manna. Ain't no more manna.
Amen.
No more manna cakes. No more manna pudding. No, that's not. It's all gone.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Are you self-employed and looking to purchase a home? If you have been in the same business for the last 2 years with at least 50% ownership, we can help you get into your new home. Reach us at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com or 772-510-6801. We're here to help.
Proclaim the glory of your name. You are still the same, Almighty. the rising of the sun.